by the new world he finds himself in. Adapting his thoughts to environments strange and bizarre he never thought to encounter. Running his fingers through things he once read of in books. And all of it seems so unclear. Well, it's not the future he once held so dear, but there's always tomorrow, there's always today, there's always something in the way. Courses to far distant planets, but ended up in a grey office suite with Excel. Now he finds routes to the goals of his peers and the vast empty space of their pockets. Crushing the vacuum of life between sci-fi and hell. And all of it just seems so drear. It's not the future we once held so dear, but there's always tomorrow. Side. Exploring space with flashing lights, to ride in the pod at Virgil's right, to boldly go when no man went before, to take chicks along just to settle the score. I smile and press the key and see Uncle Microsoft smiling right back.
Have I reached a point when I'd rather stay at home? And is the comfort of the slippers worth trading for an evening in the Federation neutral zone? It's 9:30 on Tuesday morning, and still nobody's landed yet on Mars. But if I get my quota finished, there might be time for a swift half in the bar. Thank you.
with anthems while personalizing our desktops. Raising the firewalls and hoping the heat shields can hold. I watched Buzz Aldrin step out of the tin to the moon and start his adventure. Well, that seems to end here with a nice colored skin for my phone. I see those steps through a digital stream and a mass of hot burning plasma, neatly wrapped up on a 50-inch screen in my home. And though the pictures aren't clear, there's so much more there than I'm wanting here, and there's always tomorrow, there's always today.